kind of safety thing. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material. I'm 50 years old. I've never been on, what is it, Tinder or anything like that. I was talking to somebody recently and they said, how long have you been with your wife, Mark? I said, oh, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met in the old-fashioned way. It's like, the old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't barter her for like two giraffes and a yak. And like the old-fashioned way, people make it sound like, you know, they're getting nostalgic about the old-fashioned way. But the thing about the old-fashioned way of meeting people was, you met through friends and it had this one crucial flaw. You needed friends. I remember like reading, it was a long time ago when there was still like, you know, magazines and stuff like personal ads. Reading a bunch of personal ads and thinking, wow, there's a lot of women here, I'm sure they're all lovely, and they're going hiking and they're going to the gym and they're going running and cycling. Do you think men like lethargic women? Do you think all the ones that like put that they like sitting on the sofa and eating chocolates and watching box sets, do you think they've all been taken? A weird thing that's happened now with like profiles is, I don't know if you've seen this on Twitter, sometimes on Facebook as well, people say what the preferred pronoun is that they want to be referred to, like, so, you know, preferred pronoun, he, him, his, she, her, hers. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, I've got no problem with that at all, like, no, whatever, you tell me what you want me to call you, I'll call you that. But I was thinking, so what is my preferred pronoun? And I was thinking, well, who am I kidding, I'm a stand-up comedian, so it's I, me. Oh yeah, the Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case, I think, means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Before we go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there no elephant in the room? Thank fuck for that. Because they are the absolute worst kind of vegan to bring on a night out. It's a stiff competition. Actually, the elephant I was going to talk about is Brexit. Ha ha, come on, go. Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I can understand, I've got some sympathy with Brexiters, because sometimes something seems like a good idea and then it just turns out that it isn't. So for example, I read this book on how to do oral sex, right? It's a real book, it's called She Comes First, and it's got a picture of a papaya on the front cover. And it's got some very good advice. When you descend, cover the whole area. Don't just go for the top bit. See, technical language there. Don't just go for the top bit. Cover the whole area. Good advice. Some slightly weirder advice. When you're down there, maintain eye contact. What? These are very focals. And then some downright strange advice. When you're down there, put your teeth against the top bit, the clitoris, and hum. Right? Turn yourself into a giant human vibrator. Who doesn't want that, right? So, I was reading this book, and I thought, okay, I'm going to give this a try. I kind of, you know, get down there, cover the whole area, nice and out of, and then kind of like, and then hum, right? But what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. No. Land Down Under by Men at Work. I kind of like, because I was, it felt like kind of the right kind of situation. I went with the Dam Buster theme tune. Gave a whole new meaning to the phrase. Did not go down well. Do you think recycling is a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you and a lot better. You find yourself saying, is this wet? Not really dry. Does this count as food? And sometimes, you put something in the wrong hole. You just leave it there. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, but all around us, he is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret a Manger and Café Nero. I spent a lot of time in Café Nero, standing behind somebody who's really concerned to know all the different possible alternatives to milk that there are. Nut milk, soy milk, etc. And I find this really annoying. In fact, I find it so annoying that it brings me out in a rash. I think I'm lactose intolerant. Intolerant. And they say that soy milk, nut milk, is more healthy than cow milk. But I'm not sure. Have you ever wondered what kind of hormone regime you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? That's nearly everything. I've got 10 minutes, but I'm going to tell you this little bit that kind of, this is completely brand new. It's new, I don't know if it's material yet, we'll see. I've been reading this book, I read books on sex a lot, and I've been reading this book called What Women Want, and it talks about this thing called a plethysmograph. Do you know what this is? Which is like, it's a scientific instrument that allows you to tell how excited people are. There's a lady version and there's a men version, right? And so you can tell how sexually excited people are by kind of, you know, wearing this thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously the ladies version is kind of pointed and the men's version is the opposite point is. But this scientist, she showed men and women, straight men and gay men, gay women and straight women, lots and lots of different kinds of porn. She showed them a hunky man with a limp dick, man on man, women on men, and here's the kicker, bonobo monkeys having sex. The guys pretty much got excited by the things that you'd expect them to. So, straight men got excited by women on women, and men on women didn't get excited by the gay stuff. Gay men got excited by men on men, and so it was kind of as you expected, except the straight women, who got excited by absolutely everything except what? What do you think of all those things was the thing they didn't get excited by?
Men on men.
No? They like that song? It was the guy with the limp dick. The bonobo monkeys did it for the straight women. Right? Which makes me think, I have no idea what's going on in the world. But also, the interesting thing is, when you ask everybody what they got excited by, everybody tells the truth apart from the straight women. So the straight women say, I got excited by the straight sex, I got excited by the pictures of the hunky man with a limp dick. Oh no, not the monkeys. So I don't know if there are any jokes there, but I think it's interesting. And I'm done. Thank you very much.